Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take aspects of Stoicism and do my best to break them down to their most important points. I share my thoughts and my experiences, both my successes and my failures, and hope that you can learn something from them and make your life just a little bit better, all within the space of a coffee break. This week's episode is called Laughing with the Stoics, Finding Humor on the Path to Virtue. Do you think the Stoics are too serious in all business? Do you think that if you adopt Stoic principles that you can't have fun? Well, today I want to talk about humor and some of the misconceptions of Stoicism. It's better for us to laugh at life than to cry over it. Seneca. When you picture a Stoic, you might imagine somebody with the emotional range of a sloth. But surprise, the Stoics weren't the ancient world's equivalent of Grumpy Cat. They actually had quite a bit to say about living according to nature. And let's be real, what is more natural than snorting milk out of your nose from laughing too hard? So, how does humor fit into Stoicism? Well, the Stoics talked about achieving eudaimonia, which is also translated as good spirit, which for the Stoics is about reducing negative emotions and cultivating positive emotions. And since we're all emotional creatures, we aren't expected to not have emotions. And for me, having a good laugh certainly helps me get closer to having a good spirit. Now, because Stoicism is about trying to see the world for exactly what it is, we can laugh at the absurdities of life. Seneca was all about chuckling over life's curveballs when he said, "Fortune is like a drunk friend who tries to help but ends up knocking over the lamp." Life is unpredictable, so why not have a good laugh when things go sideways? And when you think about it, this is what amor fati is all about. It's not just about accepting everything that happens in life, but loving everything that comes our way. And what better way is there to love everything that comes your way than to find humor in even the darkest times? Now, when we take things too seriously, we often get stuck ruminating and stressing out over things that are small or even imagined. When we get stuck in this mindset, our thinking becomes more narrow as a response to stress, which makes it hard for us to make better decisions. In these situations, often the best thing that we can do is to laugh about it. Lightening our mood helps us relax, which in turn helps us to think more positively and be more open to possibilities. The Stoics recognized that joy is not the same as being frivolous. They understood that joy is part of a well-rounded life. The Stoics themselves practiced self-deprecating humor in order not to take themselves or life too seriously. Epictetus was known to have a very dry and ironic wit, and you can totally picture him cracking a smile and reminding us that just because we're after virtue doesn't mean we can't enjoy a good meme. When talking about death, he once said, "I have to die. If it is now, well, then I die now. If later, then I will take my lunch, since the hour for lunch has arrived, and dying I will tend to later." It was reported that Chrysippus literally died from laughing at the sight of his intoxicated donkey trying to eat figs. Marcus Aurelius, the emperor of Rome, once cracked, "I get up in the morning because the universe is not done with me. Also, someone has to feed the ducks." Keeping yourself grounded with a little self-mockery is very much in line with Stoic principles. Laughter helps us to keep things in perspective. When we are in good spirits, we're better able to see things as they are or imagine how they could be. When things don't go the way we want, we're better able to roll with things, focus on what went right, and move forward in a more positive direction. When we are stressed or pessimistic, then we're more likely to catastrophize and only see the downside and wallow in why things didn't work out. Seneca gives us some good instruction on keeping a humorous outlook when comparing the serious and sullen Heraclitus to the more cheerful Democritus. He wrote, "We ought therefore to bring ourselves into such a state of mind that all the vices of the vulgar may not appear hateful to us, but merely ridiculous, and we should imitate Democritus rather than Heraclitus. The latter of these, whenever he appeared in public, used to weep, the former to laugh. The one thought all human doings were to be follies, the other thought them to be miseries. We must take a higher view of all things and bear with them more easily. It better becomes a man to laugh at life than to lament over it. Add to this that he who laughs at the human race deserves better of it than he who mourns for it, for the former leaves it some good hopes of improvement, while the latter stupidly weeps over what he has given up all hopes of mending." When it comes to health, laughter is truly good medicine. With the pace of the modern world, we're all under a lot of stress, which is detrimental to our long-term health. Since stress hormones, those that are released for our fight or flight instincts, are meant to get us out of short-term danger, such as escaping from a saber-toothed tiger, we're not meant to operate under this type of duress for long periods. Exposure to these hormones over longer periods increases our risk for obesity, heart disease, cancer, depression, and many other illnesses. Laughter, as it turns out, helps counteract many of these problems by relieving stress, increasing oxygen intake, and releasing healthy chemicals into our bloodstream. The Stoics stress that it's important for us to build community and to be productive members of society. Laughter is something that brings people together and helps strengthen social bonds. Sharing a good laugh with family and friends, or even strangers, can help us form better social connections. At a very simplistic level, when we laugh with others, we relax around them and are better able to just be ourselves. It feels like the other person gets us. We associate good feelings with them. Our memories of them are positive, which means that it's more likely we'll want to spend more time with them or be willing to help them out when they need it. For example, even though I had a difficult relationship with my father, some of my fondest memories of him are when he shared funny stories or we watched a movie that had us rolling on the floor. I can still remember his deep belly laugh and when he'd have to take off his glasses because he had tears in his eyes from laughing too hard. When we can see the lighter side of life, we are also better able to be compassionate to other people and more likely to give them the benefit of the doubt. When we're stressed or pessimistic, we're more likely to place blame on them when things aren't working out. There are many ways to learn, and often humor is the best way to communicate wisdom. The best teachers I had growing up were usually those that could make learning fun or add some humor into their lessons. A bit of humor in the class often made the difference between really enjoying a class or just getting through it. Sometimes the truth is so blunt, it hurts. But wrap that truth in a joke and it becomes wisdom you can approach with a smile. Some of the best comedians share hard truths about life with humor that otherwise would be very uncomfortable. By shining a light on hard things with humor, we're more likely to see things that we might otherwise would have avoided. By making us laugh, they open us up to see things from different perspectives that we may not have considered before. When we learn to laugh about the hard things, we become more resilient. When the going gets tough, rather than letting it drag us down, we're able to make something good of a tough situation. With a shift in perspective, what may have seemed like a frustrating situation can be turned into something more neutral or even a funny story to share with friends later. Learning to laugh at life also helps us in embracing imperfection. Nobody's perfect, and the Stoics get that. A well-timed joke about our own blunders reminds us to accept our flaws. I can imagine that if Marcus Aurelius had social media, he'd probably tweet, "Messed up today, hashtag just emperor things." So how can you get better about looking at life from a more humorous perspective? A big thing for me is to just watch some good comedy. Last Sunday night, I was working on some business ideas, and I was finding myself stressing out about it. I found that my thinking was narrowed, and it was really hard to generate ideas. Then I would get even more frustrated because I couldn't seem to get out of this downward spiral. So I went to a comedy show. It was a small show, but the crowd was really fun, and the comedians were great. Some of the topics broached were very dark, but still very funny. I also made friends with a couple sitting next to me. 2 hours of laughter reset my mood and started the week off with a much better outlook. Since the Stoics are big on having awareness of what you are thinking, pay attention to when you're getting critical towards someone or something else. Approach the situation like a comedy writer. Can you stop and see if you can find something funny about the situation? Can you laugh at yourself for getting too serious about something? I found that if I can think about how I could turn it into a funny story to tell someone later, it can help lighten my mood. But with that said, be careful not to take things too far. Humor can be a great coping mechanism, but it can also be used to avoid having difficult conversations or dealing with challenging situations. Also, laughing at the expense of others is one way to burn bridges rather than building them. The Stoics teach us to practice temperance, so make sure that you use humor at the right time and in the right doses. Trying to be funny at the wrong time can backfire and may cause more harm. Life isn't all doom and gloom, but it's not a laugh fest either. Finding that sweet spot between levity and seriousness can help you strike the right balance in any situation. Like they say, know your audience. In essence, Stoicism with a dash of humor isn't just palatable, It's downright enjoyable. It turns out you can pursue virtue and still have room for a good laugh. So the next time you're pondering the Stoic virtues, remember to lighten up and let humor be your companion on the path to eudaimonia. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and thanks for listening. Hey friends, just a short reminder to make sure that if you haven't followed me on social media, that you go out and find me on your favorite platform. I'm on Instagram and Threads at stoic.coffee, and I'm on Twitter and LinkedIn at stoiccoffee. I post videos from time to time as well as humorous memes, so I hope to see you on there. Thanks again for listening.